Now we find ourselves in the nave. The nave, if you will notice the back part of the nave, this smaller section of the nave used to be the entire original church. You can imagine how small the congregation was that it would fit the entire church in this section, their entire praying community in this section. And not there long after, they had to expand, and then you get the wider part of the church. You'll notice that one of the ribs in the ceiling is a little bigger. That's where the wall used to be. And the pews are slightly different in this back section than they are in the front section. In this part of the nave, we'll notice these four tall stained glass windows. These are called our martyr windows, and they're martyrs from the Roman canon. The Roman canon is the Eucharistic prayer that is the oldest Eucharistic prayer in our Roman rite, and it lists a number of names. And from those names, we have chosen these five individuals and honored them with these windows. The first one in chronological order would be the Apostolic Father Ignatius of Antioch. He died in the year 108. He would have known the Apostle John. He was the first man to use the word Catholic. And we have his writings. He told us to be careful not to separate, to always be true to our bishops and to our priest and to the Mass. And so we honor him here. He was martyred in the circus in Rome. He was torn apart by wild animals. And he was a man from Asia, a priest, and so we honor him here. And beneath this window, you'll see the parish crest. The next window on this, also on the western side, is Felicity and Perpetua. These are the two ladies. One is with a child and one has an infant in arms. These ladies died around the year 203. They were African. One was the slave and the other was the mistress, and yet both had become Catholic, and so it didn't really matter to them. They were friends, and they broke down the social constraints of the Roman and imperial and classical culture in that way, as Christianity does. And we see that these two ladies, first of all, they're the earliest ladies that we have women Christian writings of, and so they're just really fascinating to be able to read their words. And beneath their window, you'll see the Archbishop's crest. On the eastern side, we see St. Lawrence, who is wearing the red, long, wet red dalmatic. And he has in his hands a chalice of Valencia. Deacon Lawrence was actually a Spaniard, though he died in Rome. And he has in his hands the chalice of Valencia, the top part of which was a cup that was used by the popes in Rome up until the time of Lawrence's death in the year 258, after which time he sent the Chalice of Valencia to Spain, where it has been ever since. And this chalice or cup was used probably by St. Peter, maybe even by our Lord. And so we honor him, this martyr, St. Lawrence, the Spaniard. And then the fourth window, we see St. Agnes. She was a virgin of Rome. She died in the year 304. And she's looking demure and sweet and lovely, but she, don't be fooled. This woman, this young lady, was something else. You know, what would happen was the young girls would be married off to older men in Roman culture, and she basically would have none of that and said that she was not going to be married off to an older man and that she was going to remain a virgin and that she had faith in Christ Jesus, and for that she was killed. So these four martyr windows are here to commemorate different kinds of lives, different walks of life in the early church, and from different parts of the Mediterranean, from Africa, from Asia, from Europe. The stained glass windows, these are done, you know, the glass is the same glass that was used 1,000 years ago. The technique is the same technique that was used 1,000 years ago. They are just remarkable pieces of art. with hundreds, sometimes thousands of pieces of glass in them. And just each and every one a great, great example of American art glass, and contemporary American art glass. Again, these are from Beyer Studio. You'll see that in each of them there's a canopy of dogwood or stylized dogwood tree with roots. And the geometric pattern you see is actually a quilt pattern from the North Star. We'll talk about that a little bit when we get up towards the sanctuary. You'll notice also in this section of the church, the Stations of the Cross. These are hand-carved in the Philippines, and it's of Nara wood, which is a very precious wood, which I don't think you can even export anymore from the Philippines, but we have them here. This section of the church is called the nave. It's the word that gives us our word navy, and it means ship or ark. And so if you're in the nave or in the ark or in the ship, you are in the church and you are with the saints and you find salvation. And so that becomes really the central most section of any Catholic church. And if you look up to the ceiling, you'll see how much it looks in many ways like a ship, even the hull of a ship turned upside down. The lights are remarkable. They are handmade, custom made for us in Charleston. They are called a polycandelon, and they are examples of early Christian lighting from the Byzantine period. And you see Kairos cut in them. They're just so beautiful. They look like stars in our ceiling. Anyway, we invite you to look more closely at the art. You'll notice that beneath the St. Lawrence window, we have the papal crest of Pope Francis I, and that is because we put these windows in during his pontificate. And then beneath the window of St. Agnes, we have the diocesan crest, just to sort of remind us, you know, this is the pontificate of Francis, the time when Wilton Daniel Gregory was the Archbishop of Atlanta. And this is our parish, and this is our diocese, and yet these Roman, ancient, African, Asian, early martyrs are ours too. So enjoy this part of the church, and then we'll talk to you when you get to the next section where you're going.